Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, hello. Pete, I was wondering if I might speak to someone regarding an inquiry that we just received.
Yes, of course. What kind of inquiry, Pete?
Someone who called on the phone.
Do you remember the name of the...
The gentleman didn't give his name. He didn't give his name. It was basically a cold call for some financing, and I'd like to speak to someone because it was a very, very difficult conversation. The person was extremely disrespectful and rude, and, you know, I want people to know how you're being represented.
Yeah, of course, of course. So you actually had a conversation? It wasn't a...
I did. It wasn't a robocall. It was a conversation. This firm has actually done business with the company before, and I can assure you we'll never do business with you again after this.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Can I get the name of your business?
Fault. You're not the one that did the call. But I want to make sure I'm talking to someone who isn't going to just throw this in the pail. No disrespect intended. But
no, of course.
I'm furious over this. I'm a business owner. Never have I been treated this way by someone and badgered and combative. And he clearly said he was from Cardiff. So I'd like to speak to someone. So you folks, I'd like something done about this.
No, of course, of course. Can you tell me what your name and the business name, that I can actually get to the bottom of this and see exactly who called you?
The name of the business is Buck Miller, B-U-C-K. M-I-L-L-E-R, funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're located in Naugatuck, Connecticut.
Connecticut. And your name was? Excuse me?
My first name is simply Jim.
Okay. And is this a good number to call you back at 203-729-3804?
No, the number is 203-729-4334.
Hey, Jim, no worries. I will have someone contact you right about 5-10 minutes. I'm gonna actually personally look into this myself. I have access to all
the
here.
That, the number I gave you is the number that, you know, whomever this person is, you know, called me on. And so, you know, again, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I don't care to regurgitate it all. And I usually never do this. I usually just say, you know what, the heck with it. I'll chalk it up to, you know, somebody just being, you know, disrespectful. But this was extremely combative, this
what?
Fellow was. And he taunted me, told
what
me I,
exactly
you know.
Was the, yeah, yeah, continue. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Continue with what he was saying. I just want to get a little bit more background on this.
No, he actually taunted me. He asked for someone who no longer is the owner of the business, and I told him that that individual wouldn't be available for, you know, weeks that he was away, and I asked him if it was urgent because we're a funeral home.
Hmm.
So he wouldn't give me a straight answer, and I said, "Is this a solicitation of any sort?" Well, no, it isn't. You've done business with us. I said, "Look, you know, we're really not interested in doing any financing right now." And then, you know, he became he wouldn't take no for an answer, and you know what? He just became belligerent, rude, disrespectful, and he kept taunting me, saying, "You know, who are you? You don't even have decision making power." What he doesn't understand is that he's talking to the new owner. That's me.
Oh, I see, I see.
Okay, the old guy, the guy that he asked for isn't even the owner anymore. Not that I give a shit to tell you that I'm the owner and excuse my language, but you know what?
No, it's all warranted.
You guys are a big company. You're a big company. I mean, you know, is this the way you want to be represented?
No, it's not. Not at all. No, this is a cog in the wheel that's definitely going to get resolved. I can assure you that.
Well, you guys do what you have to do. I don't need to be called back. You know what? Just wanted to let you know what goes on. Businesses need to know when you have people.
No, of course. If you had an employee that was doing that for your business, wouldn't you want to know?
they'd be gone in 2 minutes, maybe not even 2 minutes, maybe quicker than that. But that's not my decision. That's your decision as to how you guys run your company.
No, Jim, I really appreciate the call and, you know, you kind of getting that reach it out about this because it is a concern. And, you know, it's not some way that we want to be represented because we are a relationship-based bank. We make calls all day, and, you know, this is not the way, you know, one person, unfortunately, can really put a bad face to a business, and we want to nip that in the butt.
Okay, well, again, you know, you guys do what you have to do. I just feel as though, you know, I've done what I needed to do by letting you know about this, okay?
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good day. Bye now.
You too. Take care.